Well, thank you. I am Jennifer Spiegler. I am the Vice President of Strategic Partnerships at Cognito Interactive. It's an online learning and health intervention company. And this presentation will talk about some results from an implementation of a program that we developed. The original, and I am disclosing that I do have a financial relationship here. The actual presenters are not here for various reasons. Jane Timmons Mitchell is at the Begin Center of Violence Prevention Research and Education. The data that you're going to see today is actually belongs to Jane, who couldn't be here today because she's singing in Carnegie Hall. It has nothing to do with her role at the Begin Center. Just a testament to her very active life. But she actually is the evaluator for a SAMHSA grant that has permitted this training to be used across the state of Ohio, and I'll get to that in a minute. Glenn Albright is right now giving another presentation on the integration of primary care and mental health in another room in another building, so he couldn't be here today, and so you're stuck with me. And my role in I had a fairly strong role in developing the program that we're going to talk about the evaluation of. All of this work that Jane has done is embedded in, as I said, a grant to the Ohio Suicide Prevention Foundation from SAMHSA that is part of the statewide state and tribal youth suicide prevention grant, otherwise known as the Garrett Lee Smith Program. And Garrett Lee Smith is the son of a senator who died by suicide, and Garrett Lee Smith was Senator Smith was very instrumental in getting funding set aside so that pilot projects could be executed across the country to address youth suicide prevention. And Senator Smith is now one of the leaders of the National Alliance for Suicide Prevention. Part of their project involved adopting the intervention that you're going to see for high school educators. And I think following on what Donna was saying, we know that high school teachers, and we've asked them this in surveys, are willing to engage in the role of gatekeeping, which is identifying, approaching, and referring students for mental health services. And I'll get to that in a minute. But and the data that we're presenting today and the implications, this is the first independent efficacy trial of this training. All of the other efficacy data has been conducted by Cognito. So we're very excited that the findings that that our findings are being confirmed by independent researchers. And we're lucky that the SAMHSA grant allows the Suicide Prevention Foundation to engage an independent evaluator in this process. So as I said, gatekeeper training is engaging individuals, usually lay people, in identifying, approaching, and referring individuals at risk for mental disorders, including suicide. It's a key element of the National Strategy for Suicide Prevention. The National Strategy was originally described or put out by the Surgeon General in 2001 and renewed last year by the National Action Alliance for Suicide Prevention, which Senator Smith is one of the leaders on. And one of the things that gatekeeper training does is reduce the stigma associated with mental illness. It also reduces, what we're really looking for here from a public health perspective, is reducing the number of undetected students in schools and moving them to treatment. So integrating mental health in schools, coming off of Donna's presentation, is trying to, this training is looking at trying to engage teachers who are working with students every day to connecting students who need help with help. We know that teachers often do recognize mental health disorders and psychological distress among students. They don't always know what to do. And so the training that is offered here is a way of getting them engaged and taking them from knowledge to intentions to action in making those connections into more appropriate sources of support, whether that's school psychologist or social worker or mental health services outside of the school building. So gatekeeper training is a very well-established intervention. Traditional gatekeeper training, however, has had mixed results, and some of the results that have been seen are that the needle moves much stronger with mental health people who are already mental health providers, counselors, school psychologists. Again, back to what Donna was saying, they're very high on that. They're the adopters of evidence-based practice. They're the ones who are energized to take this training and enact the training. And so our purpose in developing this computer-based training simulation is to make it more effective and more attractive to teachers. So where you might have two or three gatekeepers who are very well-trained in a school, maybe that's the nurse or the psychologist or the one of the administrators, here we're looking to build the capacity across the entire school to recognize and connect students who need mental health services with those mental health services. And this is really a recap of what Donna said. The number of, well, this is points to suicide is the third leading cause of death among adolescents, but we know that 20% of adolescents have a diagnosable mental disorder and that few of them, I think Donna's number is a third, actually receive treatment. From a public health perspective, getting people who need treatment into treatment as early as possible makes sense. It makes sense financially. It makes sense in terms of productivity or lifetime. It makes sense even from a school safety perspective, and there's a lot of interest in that right now, obviously with incidents that have happened recently. And of course, making this all relevant to teachers is important. They're very, very busy addressing the Common Core and being evaluated and dealing with all the things that we've been throwing at them. But one of the things we know too and helps make it relevant to teachers is that mental health services help students to be better students. It helps teachers to have easier classroom management. So when we're talking to teachers about mental health, one of the things that we've learned is to try to really make this relevant to them. The research purpose of this data right here is to measure the impact of an online training course that incorporates role play with virtual students to prepare educators to identify, approach, and refer students in psychological distress. One of the benefits of an online tool is that you can connect an online survey to that tool, and we integrated pre and post surveys. So you take a pre-survey that's fairly brief. You take the training, which takes about an hour and can be taken in various modules. It will save your progress, so you can take it in 20 minutes and then come back to it and knows where you are. And we're able, through the system, to capture a lot of data. We use our own learning management system to capture some basic demographics and to track the progress of learners through the system. And we use SurveyMonkey to do the pre, post, and follow-up surveys. And what we've been able to do on the technological side is to integrate that follow-up survey and link it to the users for pre and post. So today's data doesn't reflect follow-up data because it was captured early in the process, but Jane will have, and actually now she does have, enough data to look at follow-up data for her school. So when she crunched this data, she had 303 gatekeepers, the majority teachers, administrators, and support staff. One of the things that we were, and you can see that it's pretty well spread out, 38 schools throughout Ohio among five regions. This is being taken up by schools on a voluntary basis, so there's no selection by, there's no selection, it's not a randomized control trial, it's really quasi-experimental. We don't know if there are significant differences among the schools. Significantly, though, 18% of this workforce work in mental health-related positions, and what we've been able to do then is to look separately at the data between group differences of mental health-related workers and those who are not mental health trained. The majority of this sample are Caucasian, two-thirds are female, 50% have been in positions longer than 10 years. It was an older sample than we probably would have expected. This is a three-year grant, and the data are coming out of the first year of the grant, and you can see the areas in which the counties in which the training has been implemented in year one. This has grown in year two. Right now, there are more than 2,500 teacher school personnel who've taken this training in Ohio, and that data will be forthcoming, and I think that she now, as I said, Jane has enough data to do pre, post, and follow-up on a cohort that has some statistical viability. What is this training? So this is the training method. It's developed by our company, Cognito Interactive. It's online, interactive, role-based game, essentially. This training is in the National Registry of Evidence-Based Programs and Practices, as well as in the Suicide Prevention Resource Center's Best Practices Registry. And I'll go through the rest of the data, and then I will cut and show you how this actually operates, because it's interactive. I have a little video movie that I can show you. But let's look at the methods. So there was the questionnaire, pre-post, follow-up. We're looking here at preparedness, likelihood measures, behavioral intent, and self-efficacy, as well as some questions about the acceptability and the viability of the training methodology, since this is fairly new. Simulation training is very well established in medical and in military, not so well established in training educators to be mental health watchdogs. And the analysis was done using a repeated measures analysis, matched sample t-test, and Jane's data I think is to a 0.0001 p. So the results, quickly, we did show statistical significance in increasing preparedness, so the individual's ability to recognize signs of distress, approach a student in distress, motivate that student to seek help, and make an effective referral. This is pre-post self-report. We also showed a significant increase in their likelihood to approach and refer students in distress and their self-efficacy, so their self-confidence in applying the gatekeeper skills. We do know that self-efficacy tracks to behavior change, and so at this point, looking at pre and post, that's a good precursor that we hope will be confirmed by the three-month follow-up data. And this is the table. This is the preparedness question about discuss, motivate, recommend, and feel confident. All of these measures were statistically significant. And then we look, too, here at the this is the comparison between the mental health and non-mental health workers, and in this case, there was no significant difference between their, they both saw changes in their self-efficacy between pre and post. What's interesting about that is, as I said, previous studies have shown that really it's the mental health workers that benefit from gatekeeper training the most. So in this case, and our hypothesis internally at Cognito is that the relevance, making the training very, very relevant and germane and contextual to the educator is what makes the difference in the change in their self-efficacy. So this is a recap. I think what's really important, as Donna was pointing out, mental health more and more is being placed in schools. Schools are a touch point for 98% of youth in this country. I think there's about 2% that are being homeschooled, so they don't touch schools. So it's very important that the teachers that they see, that students see every single day, are on the front lines with them, and they know internally that students are having mental health issues, showing signs of psychological distress. But with this training, we want to get them to take the next step, to take the step of connecting the student to the counselor or other mental health resource. So this data tracks very, very closely with our national data that we have conducted ourselves at Cognito, and we will be very excited to learn whether the follow-up data also track to our data, because our data show significant increase in the actual numbers of students who are identified and approached and referred by teachers to mental health services, which is highly significant.